Healthcare reform is safe. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. DNA testing can do a number of useful things. It can tell you what country your ancestors were from. It can clear you of a murder charge 20 years after you were in prison for it. And this Friday, Walgreens will start selling an over-the-counter kit that for $250 will test the DNA in your spit to find out what you're likely to die of.
The company says that this test will actually check for 70 different genetic disorders. So you can look at everything from cystic fibrosis to Alzheimer's to prostate cancer to breast cancer.
CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy. Some doctors worry this may cause confusion and misinformation. One expert even described it as like asking your next-door neighbor to do surgery. But who can resist finding out if they're likely to get some incurable disease? I admit, I would rather that science to come up with a way to test your spit and then tell you when to dump your euro-based stock fund, which I think turns out to have been last Wednesday. And as for it being like asking your next-door neighbor to do surgery, depending on what his copay is, that might not be a bad idea. The FDA, of course, will be investigating this, but it's no use. In a free country, you have the freedom to scare the hell out of yourself, which we Americans love to do on everything from terrorism to the Mayan calendar. So I predict everybody will want one of these DNA testing kits, and I predict it will save healthcare reform because once we've all got our test results, just try repealing it. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.